You know, again, the simple din of the Mishnah, Meikar Hadin, it's Misha Nichnas Av Mimatin Besimcha, so nothing should be taken for granted. And this again is certainly a chumrah that we tried to justify in a variety of different ways. We explored it yesterday with respect to the actual bracha of Shachianu, but now I want to get into the question of Ikar Nisuin. So just reposted the document. Avi, you want to do the reading today? If you have the...
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. So it's about page 5 in the Makor sheet.
Mishnah Berurah?
So it should start with the Shulchan Aruch. Bedini Suin Bein HaMitzarim. So this is page 5. I'll just give it a number. Number 1.
Shenotin litzel histofet betzila omine hadas umine ohalim v'im haya koslo nota lipol afal pisho shal simcha muter livnos litzorf mitzvah hakol shari v'in osin nashim v'in osin suudas erusin aval liris liaris belo suuda muter v'afilu betisha ba'av atzmo muter liaris shalo yakti menu achir.
Okay, and the Rama.
The Nohagim Lahachem Yeshem Nosin Mishvel Sabat Hamas VeElach Achar Tishah.
Okay, so the context of the halacha is really significant. So Avi, what's the basic principle in this halacha here? Before you get to Nisuin, certainly the location is very significant. What's the basic topic here? The giveaway word is mimatin.
Simcha?
Yeah, exactly right. So it's in the context of discussing miut simcha that nisuin is raised. That's the issue with nisuin. And where does the mechaber draw the line? So clearly he draws the line in terms of Rosh Chodesh, right? He's going to say Misha Nechnas Av, because that's the way he thinks about it, and the Rama is going to back it up to Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. But what's really interesting is, what does the Mechaber allow, and then where does he draw the line in terms of what he thinks is, you know, crosses over into illicit Simcha?
To do an actual Su'udas Erusin crosses the line, but not to actually be Ma'aris.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so he takes a pretty hard line. And the hard line is even Sudas Erisin is a problem. And it would seem like he wanted to say that what should even be Aser fundamentally?
Erisin.
Yeah. But you have the what's the counter pressure?
That there's the chance that somebody else will steal your opportunity.
Right. The Shema Yakti Menu Acher. So this needs to be understood. You saw a huge machlokas between the Magen Avram and the Taz about what the geder of Shema Yakti Menu Acher really is. This is a little bit funny, right? Afilu B'tisha B'av Atzmo, you know, we're so afraid, a few hours, you're going to wait, you know, till after Chatzos on Yud Av, you know, because it's the ever lurking, you know, shadowy presence of the Acher. It's a little tamua, to be honest. Like, you know, who is this ubiquitous acher who's going to come in? You know, I was facetiously commenting early in the week, you know, it's not Elisha ben Avuya. Like, but like, is this like some paranoid, you know, it's very strange. And you saw the Taz was mefakvik in the nature of the heter altogether. So that's really where I want to go with all of this. I think Shema Yakti Menu Acher is an incredibly fascinating halacha. And that's what I want to discuss. because I think it actually captures a very fascinating piece of the puzzle. So the Mechaber and the Rama are broadly in agreement. The only difference, it's a major difference, halacha lemaisa, is where you're going to start the clock. Is it with Shivasar B'Tammuz, or are you going to start the clock with Rosh Chodesh Av? But they seem to be fundamentally in agreement that the only thing that we can allow would be Erisin in terms of Shema Yakdi Menu Acher, but even Su'udas Erisin, let alone anything to do with Nisuin, is just totally off the table because it compromises our Miut Simcha. Let's take a look at the Magen Avraham. Go ahead, Avi. Right, you can fix people up. The YU connectors. Mikol makom nearly.
Nearly the atzer lasos seuda the afilu below rikudin umcholos the
below dami lesudas
brismila lesudas brismila the leis basimcha klal masha in ken ka the nearly the afilu b'shabes atzer lasos the ha b'gemara katani meirash kodesh at hatainus atzer.
This is really, really interesting. So the Magen Avraham's analysis leads him to a very interesting conclusion. He says, you know, seems to me that since this is all grounded in Simcha, we have to start asking the question about Su'udas Erisin, right? That's going too far. That's what the Mechaber said, and the Rama fundamentally agreed. And he said, well, look, I think Su'udas Erisin really does have Simcha, and I would be Mechalik between Su'udas Erisin, forget about Nisuin, and let's say Su'udas Bris Mila, which is a really, really interesting distinction. And he says, and I don't even think it depends and whether the band is there, even if the band is not present, right? He says this whole discussion is gufa regarding the Su'udas Erisin mitzad atzmo. And that leads him to the conclusion that if Su'udas Erisin crosses a threshold problem of Simcha, so the Magen Avraham says, you know what I think is equally a problem of Simcha, even without any relationship to Erisin? Yenisin, go ahead.
To dance.
Exactly. Rikudinu mecholos bichlal, even if it's not connected to the Simcha of Erisin. So it's an extremely important Magen Avraham, halacha l'maisa. So the Magen Avraham is a really interesting analysis. Now the Chayi Adam, we don't do enough Chayi Adam, I regret that. The Chayi Adam was dying in Vilna. Straight Litvisher Torah. Let's take a look at his perspective, and then we'll see the Taz's breakthrough in the Sugya. The Chayi Adam is largely working within the view here of the Rama and the Magen Avraham. Go ahead, Avi. Maso matan shekol nechshav v'dvar mitzvah.
Nechshav v'dvar mitzvah shehu hanasatenu mikol makom tzarichei chupa v'inyan shel simcha tzrichin l'ma'et v'afilu shar binyan she'eino ela l'harlacha ve'alma aser.
Okay, so right. So today, you know, this has to be evaluated, you know, in terms of, you know, what people really need in terms of modern times. And the Chayi Adam says, l'harvacha d'alma, you know, for pure prophets, you person should be machmir. But the way that they were living in Vilna in the 19th century was not the way that we're living in Bergen County or Westchester, the Upper West Side, the Upper East Side in today's day and age. And everything was l'tzorech mitzvah in terms of parnasa. Parnasa for them meant a different thing than parnasa for us. But here again, you see the fundamental halacha that parnasa is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah for a person to earn a parnasa. It's very important. So he says, he thinks that that's the basis of our minug. which is to be makil on these things, again within reason. A person shouldn't be shooting, for massive profits. Okay, and then he says, Asr lasos nisun erish chodesh haratainis midina. That's already the dina de Mishnah.
Bimokim.
Piriya verivya midina. Right, that's a logara. Piriya verivya is logara for making a parnasa, right? Ela dino again dafel pichain.
In nosen dilo isimana milsa.
Right, it's not as they would say, a mazel dekasha for a nisuin. Okay, it's a davar sheishal matirin. You wait a few days, but you can never wait a few days for erusel. Much alaso shiduchim. Mirkachas, that was the snacks they used to have when they would do that. Dezelo heavy suda klal. Right, so there again you have it. The eris in shelo yakdi menu acher, as we're accustomed to seeing. Ve'afilu b'tisha b'av. Again, so the chayadam is adding two very important points that, you know, maker hadin, if something is l'tzarech ha-mitzvah, whether it's period of Arivia or for Parnasa, it would be permissible during the 9 days, but our minag is to try to be as machmer as we can. Weddings can wait a week. People's Parnasa can't always wait a week. We should be sensitive to that. So that's what he's reflecting here in his discussion. Now the Taz, as I say, really broke the sugya open in a very powerful way. So he wants to know, what is this whole thing about? Shelo yagdi menu acher. Right? You were so concerned. The guy is like, especially in, I don't even know, especially today. Like today you would hope if you're getting to the stage of engagement, that the young lady in question is not about to run off with somebody just because they, got there on Tisha B'Av afternoon. And also, even in the days of more arranged marriages, so these things were arranged, this is not like a baseball free agency where the Red Sox are going to come in and offer another year and another $30 million and a no trade clause. There you have a Shema Yakdi Menu Acher. So the Taz says, wait a second. Shema Yakdi Menu Acher? What is going on here exactly? Okay, so go ahead, Avi. Right, without this chashash of Shema Yakdi Menu Acher, it would have really been Asr Le'aris. Vitor,
Kasav De'erisin, Belo Suda, Leika Simcha.
Ah, so the tour, he says, maybe that's a little bit of a different direction. That if you cut out the Sudas Erisin, which was the conclusion of the Mechaber and the Ramah and the Magen Avram, and basically everybody, so maybe there's no Simcha, so maybe you don't even need the reason of Shema Yakdi Menu Acher. So on the basis of this, he comes to a massive breakthrough. He says, "Nearly the three leila tour." Go ahead, Avi. Dibe makom sha'aser mishum avelos lo mishani shema yakdi menu. That shema yakdi menu is actually, this is the breakthrough of the Taz. Says maybe for a certain rishonim, in the place where it actually would be a problem in terms of compromising the nature of these days is days of Avelos, taking us back to yesterday, Avelos, Puranos, right? The Makom Sha'aser Mishum Avelos, that Shema Yakdi Menu Acher is not a good enough reason to do it. It's only really because, fundamentally, Erisin Bli Su'uda is not something that we associate with Halacha Simcha. Viraya, right, so you see this in Hilchos Avel, Pasuk Atur Yeredeisim and Shimtzadi Beis, the Aser Afilu Be'erisin. Ah. V'chein linin tainis gishamim, dim avru v'lonanu, right, we're learning, come to these halachos in the Rambam and Bikias, dimematin af. Af be, you have it, mematin af be.
Be erusin.
Kamoshikasav be hilchos.
Kamoshikasav be hilchos tainis. Ela vadai, delomishani
Shema yakti menu.
Shema yakti menu. Ela le'inyan.
Chol hamoed.
Chol hamoed.
Delo.
Delo have a time mishum esr simcha, ela mishum irv simcha. Irv simcha besimcha.
Shrozeh mahani shema yakti menu. Umishum hachi kasavatur heter erisin afilu b'mako mavelos. Mishum de'ein kan simcha. V'hainu, to clarify, simcha gedol leiskan, lafuke minisuin, kemo shekasav atur, aval minisuin, below suda, ika simcha. There's so much simcha associated with nisuin, that that would be a problem even without a suda. Ratzalomer simcha gedol. V'avagav datur, hevi kan divi ran, the nosantan gam betishabav, mishum shema yagdimenu, hainu kevan shekvar hiktim, de'in kam simcha gedol. Mishum hachi, mahani gam tam, shema yagdimenu, aval. Afal gav dika tsa simcha, v'tishabav lo chomir, kimo avel, de avelos yeshanahi, kimo shakasa v'yaradeus, and minshim tzadivav v'beis Yosef. So the Taz is an incredible breakthrough. Taz, just to summarize and distill his point, right, the Taz is of the opinion that where there's real simcha involved, shema yagdi menu acher is not going to help. He doesn't believe it. Who's this acher who's lurking all over the place? It's only when there's really no fundamental halachic issue, as Avi correctly read, when there's no fundamental halachic issue with doing this, that will appeal to the rationale of Shema Yagdi Menu Acher. In other words, Shema Yagdi Menu Acher is saying, really, this is allowed anyway? And I, if you ask me, why not just wait till tomorrow? Can't you just wait till tomorrow? Okay, so Shema Yagdi Menu Acher. But Shema Yagdi Menu Acher cannot really be a halachic justification. That's a sheet of the Taz. The Taz took a different position on Shema Yagdi Menu Acher. I want to understand Rov Rishonim. I want to understand the other Achronim who understand that Shema Yagdi Menu Acher is actually a heter. What's that about? Is he really just lurking behind the pole somewhere? Waiting with his tabas and his edim? The man travels with his edim? He has them in tow. You know, keeps them at a social distance. You know, he recruited them. Gives them a commission. It's a strange thing. So that's the idea of the Taz. And the Taz says, yeah. And that's why he thinks that Tisha B'Av is different than Avelos. Ephraim, what's his svara there? He says, Tisha B'Av, you could say Shema Yakdi Menu Acher, because Sof Kol Sof on Tisha B'Av, it's only
one day.
It's only Avelos Yeshana. It's commemorating something that happened thousands of years. But Avelos Chadasha, you wouldn't allow it. That's an amazing position that the Taz wants to develop. Okay, Akiva, go ahead.
So in the first line, when he quotes the Torah as saying the be'erusin below suda leika simcha, so later on, is he qualifying that by saying he doesn't actually mean leika simcha, but there's not simcha gedola when compared to nisuin?
Yeah, I think so. Nisuin, everything associated with nisuin is has simcha, even if there's no suit at all.
But Erison still has a certain degree of simcha, just the Torah was saying that it's lack of simcha only because it was being compared to Nisuin.
Well, other things also. But he thinks that it's a relatively minimal amount of simcha. He says, look, you know, there's a reason that we celebrate with the snacks, these whatever the merkachas is, but ultimately it's not really simcha.
So it meets like the threshold of simcha in terms of irbuv simcha and chol hamoed, but not in terms of being at odds with avelus yeshana.
Exactly. So just on that note, Akiva, since you read it, just take the Aruch HaShulchan, because that was exactly the point that he keyed in on.
Okay. V'chein ein nosim nashim mirosh chodesh, v'afilu v'lo suda.
So the overwhelming simcha of nisuin just makes that impossible. Meikar hadin. So he starts off with the assumption that machzir gushaso could probably be okay, because that doesn't meet threshold simcha levels. Just like chol hamoed, it's not a problem. He's assuming right now we could draw the equation of, you know, v'samachta v'chagecha v'lo v'ishtecha, and that would, you know, basically be what we're looking for in terms of a standard for the 9 days. Okay? Aval... Right, so he doesn't seem to be drawing the simcha distinction, but he seems to be hanging his hat on the... He might concede at this stage that there is some simcha, but we'll let you do the erusin without the suda because of the real, true heter of... Right. Contra the Taz, right? Where the Taz will say, no, it's really because that doesn't qualify simcha. That's the way it sounds so far in the Aruch HaShulchan, a more classical approach. Aval... Oh, so Akiva, what's he saying? The Aruch HaShulchan is retreating from which equation?
The Chol Hamoed.
Excellent.
3 weeks, or
yes, in particular the 9 days. He says, yeah, I'm not so sure anymore. Aval hacha de chol min simcha aser pshita de gam b'chia gavna hevi simcha ve'aser. That's the suudas erusin, right? So with respect to chol hamoed, will be more makel in the suudas erusin only if it's really in the beis hakala and b'shas maisa does it have that simcha. But here, in fact, our sensitivity to simcha is greater than it would be. So the mimatin b'simcha of mishenichnas av says the Aruch HaShulchan greater than. Right, the problems presented by Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha of Chol HaMoed. This would call into question his previous analysis, as the Aruch HaShulchan is well aware, about the issue of, go ahead Akiva, excellent, of Machzer Grushasa. Now you'd have to wonder, right, he said it tentatively, you really have to wonder about Machzer Grushasa during the 9 days. Probably we would want to wait. So what emerges from this is that the Aruch HaShulchan obviously is... By citing it before and by saying that we have an extreme sensitivity towards simcha, we'll see other aspects of this in the Aruch HaShulchan. We get to my, this is a little bit of a pet peeve of mine, the siyum issue. The Aruch HaShulchan went ballistic on that issue. He says we have an extreme sensitivity to simcha during the 9 days. And therefore, the heter of erusin, which he presented before Akiva, in terms of shema yakti menu acher, so that must be like a real reason, right? Not like the Taz's presentation. That's only because we're not really worried about the simcha that's involved. So he believes like the classical approach that it's like a real heter. It's a real life heter for the Mechaber and for the Ramah and the Magen Avram. So here you have a pretty classical formulation of the idea that Shema Yakti Menu Acher allows you to do things that otherwise you wouldn't be doing. Even during a time.
He doesn't explain it.
No, he doesn't. That's where I'm hoping to, you know, to give you some value added. I like to, again, you know, who is this man and where is he hiding? Okay. Right. So the Magen Avraham's conclusion, right? Any, you know, kind of, you know, lay b'dik get together is a problem. Right, so you try to reduce it. Mizan the Magen Avraham guidelines as much as is humanly possible, But the Shameyakti Menu Acher has to militate, and you know that establishes the outer limits of how far you can go with this. We have to allow you to be Meshadech. Afilu Meshabes. So I think he went further than the Magen Avraham in terms of his, you know, distinction between the Sudas Mila the Sudas Erisin, where the Magen Avraham just said, you know, Sudas Bris Mila is not really Simcha. Here he says an additional factor where there it says Man Grama, right? You're not choosing to do it now. So by choosing to do it, particularly during that Kufa, you know, of the 9 days or the 3 weeks for Ashkenaz, that is an insensitivity. And you see that his formulation is Kol in Yane Hazivugin, you know, Bein Be'erisin, Bein Benisuin are very, very Simcha oriented. That's why you have the Bracha of Shasimcha B'ma'ono, right? Very powerful line. And so we have to be, you know, extremely careful about anything that touches on that, which is all a way of saying, Akiva, back to your point, that Shema Yakti Menu Acher is like this pretty powerful heter. V'afilu B'tisha B'avatzmo. So, what is this all about? The easiest thing would have been to say, like the Taz is pretty convinced, it can't be that Shema Yakti Menu Acher is going to neutralize legitimate concerns of compromising Avelos. It's only Avelos Yeshana. It's only when there isn't really Simcha, because there's not even a Seudas Erisin. But V'haraya Avel Atzmo, you know, Shema Yakti Menu Acher is not a heter. So you see where the Taz was coming from. You see that it's a Das Yachid. Everybody basically disagrees with that analysis. But what's the impetus? So near the Fianias Daiti, that this is the issue which is at stake in this sugya. I never believed my whole life. I never believed this Shema Yakti Menu Acher was like this man jumps out of a bush somewhere and he's got his Edim. You know, and like they jump out of a van or something and he's got a tabas. You know, it's strange. And again, I'm not just saying that because of the context of the society in which we live. I think that even when marriages were largely arranged, like the fact that somebody would just jump in on Tisha B'Av afternoon seemed really far-fetched. So what is this heter of Shema Yakti Menu Acher? So I'd like to explain it in light of a Gemara in Brachos. Why this establishes the outer boundaries of how far you can push, you know, not engaging in Inyane Zivugin. We're not going to have the Suda, we're certainly not going to have anything associated with the Nisuin, but in terms of the Erisin Atzmo. Okay, so Eitan Mermelstein, go ahead. So let's take a look at this Gemara in Brachos, and I think the Gemara in Brachos hits on a Yesod that can explain this Halacha. Puzzling Halacha.
Rabbi Avahu Amar Kiilu Hikriv Toda, Shnamar Mivim Toda Beis Hashem. Rab Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar Kiilu Bana Achas Mechorvos Yerushalayim, Shnamar Ki Ashiv Et Shavus Yisrael Kivarishona Amar Hashem.
The fascinating Gemara. That, of course, the context here is Nisuin, Simchas Chasan Mekala, but there seems like a broader point in this Gemara. Kilu bana achas michorvos Yerushalayim. Somehow reconstituting, you know, Yerushalayim itself, undoing the great tragedy of Jewish history. I was once at a wedding, hopefully not being too much misrashel in Simchas Chasan Mikalo, but I didn't want to miss the opportunity. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik was there, not the Rav's father. The timing would not have worked out. I missed him by 43 years. But a grandson named for the Rav's father, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik's eldest son, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. It's his Chicago wedding. So I asked him what he thought about this Gemara. And he said that he thinks that the pshat in the Gemara is that when you think about Churban Yerushalayim, it's not, as the Medrash states, you know, the Eitzim and the Avanim, but it represents the calamity of Klal Yisrael. And that even one couple, you celebrate one couple with gusto, with a Chamisha Kolos, because it's a step in the direction of reversing the calamity of Jewish history. I think his line was that it's not just this faceless, anonymous tzibur, but it's comprised of a sum total of all of these different yechidim, in these cases, zivugim, of all of these different couples. So I thought, of course we're not going to allow nisuin. We're not going to allow a su'udas, we're not even going to allow a su'udas erisim. We're not going to allow, generally speaking, we're not going to allow any rikudinu mecholos. It's inappropriate. It's untoward. It's insensitive to the destruction, to the calamity that befell Klal Yisrael. But you want to know the one thing that isn't really an affront, even if it does have an element of simcha to it. The one thing that's not an affront to the calamity that befell Klal Yisrael is for people to demonstrate a commitment, not the actual culmination, not the nisuin, and not to have a party about it, but for people to demonstrate a commitment to rebuilding Klal Yisrael. The heter of Shema Yakdi Menu Acher, I do not believe, is about a man jumping out of a bush with two edim. But the heter of Shema Yakdi Menu Acher is really another way of saying Zrizin Magdim in the mitzvos. That for this mitzvah of committing yourself, not again in the 21st century parlance of, you know, you love her so much. That's not the Jewish notion. Inyanei Zivugim are about the continuity of the Masorah. Inyanei Zivugim are about a commitment to build, as they say, a bayis neman bi Yisrael, to create a vessel, a kli, whose entire purpose is to perpetuate a certain set of values. So it's bedafka during the period of Avelos Yeshana, when we are mourning the calamity that befell the Jewish people, that if somebody's reason Magdim the Mitzvot is prepared to make a commitment, the Erisin, not the Simcha part of it, not the massive Simcha part of it, that the Halacha will respect that. I don't think it's dechuya, I think it's hutra, frankly. It's yibum b'makom eshes ha'ach. It sits as b'makom shatnes. It's pikuach nefesh b'makom Shabbos or Yom Kippur, according to many Rishon. Achaz diber elokim shtayim zo shamati. Okay. That the broader picture of Avelos Yeshana means that this is a travesty because of what happened to Klal Yisrael. It's not the Eitzim and Avanim. Person wants to make a commitment to this time to doing what he can to rebuild Klal Yisrael. Shema Yakdi Menu Acher. We don't want to see that mitzvah lost. So again, if you're the Taz, you don't need any of this. For the Taz, Shema Yakdi Menu Acher is a nothing. You only appeal to it when there's really no fundamental compromise on the halacha of Avelos Bichlal. But if you're everybody else, So either you believe there's a guy lurking behind every bush, it's a pretty paranoid halachic universe, or you believe that Shemayakti Menu Achar means there's something very special about engaging in this process of Erisin. I don't think it's an accident, by the way, that the mitzvah of Kiddushin is the mitzvah about which the Gemara says, it's one of two mitzvos, somebody will tell me the other one, that the Gemara says it's the paradigm of mitzvah bo yoser mi bishlucho. Of course you can use a shaliach, but how could you not do it yourself? What's the other one? The Gemara says, links to Kiddushin. Very fascinating. A lot to be said about this. Leave it for Mar Machshava time. But Kavod Shabbos. Mitzvah bo yoser mi bishlucho. How can you not prepare for the Shabbos yourself? So it's because a person is supposed to make a very powerful statement about wanting to rebuild the Churvos Yerushalayim. That extends even to celebrating somebody who's prepared to do that. But I think the halacha respected that enormously. So again, that's my personal view on the matter of Shemayakdi Menu Acher. Again, for the Taz, it's a non-issue, but for everybody else, I think it is an issue. And I think it saves us from, you know, the people who are, like I said, the guy jumping out of the bush scenario on Tisha B'Av afternoon. He might be fasting, but he's drilled for this moment all year long. So he's not, he's okay. He's practiced this.